Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Jesus is on his journey to Jerusalem. Welcome to my series, Jesus' Final Week. We're walking from village to village and the crowds are following him. Today, a young man stops him with a very important question. One that even his disciples find difficult in dealing with the answer. Jesus was continuing his journey that would eventually lead him to Jerusalem. A young man ran up to him and fell at his feet. "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" "Young man, why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother." "Oh, yes, teacher. I've kept all these commandments since the days of my youth." "Dear young man, as I look at you, I see you lack one important thing. Go and sell all your possessions, give them to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. And then, come follow me." Oh, these words struck deep into the heart of the young man, for he was very rich. With a sad heart, he walked away, grieving, because he owned many large properties. After the young man walked away, Jesus looked at his disciples that were near him. "How hard will it be for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God? Children, how hard is it to enter the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." His disciples looked at Jesus in shock as they asked him questions. "Then who can be saved?" "With people, it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God." It is clear, after listening to Jesus' response to the question, that Jesus has quite a different perspective on what's important in life. Putting aside treasure in heaven is much more important and gathering wealth here on earth. Can you get a grip on this concept? If it is difficult for you, then you're in good company, because it was difficult for Jesus' disciples also. We still have a ways to go on this journey to Jerusalem. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.